The medical practice of music therapy has been around for years and has helped countless people, including Alzheimer's patients, children on the autism spectrum, and veterans suffering from PTSD. However, new research and new technology are changing the practice as music therapists discover inventive ways to help their patients. WFIU's Mark Chilla has this story about how new developments in music therapy have helped one teenager from Evansville, Indiana, discover his voice.
Josh Burkaugh is 17, and in many ways, he's much like your average 17-year-old.
You know, I mean, he has the same feelings. He talks about hot girls.
That's Josh's mother, Cammie. He likes music. He cares deeply about helping others.
If it helps somebody else, I'll do it. You know, I mean, that's his philosophy. He's got such a heart for other people.
He's curious and gets excited about learning. His faith also plays an important role in his life, and that drives his career goals as well.
I want to be a missionary in Mexico.
He just said he wanted to be a missionary in Mexico. That voice you just heard, that's Josh, or really it's the text-to-speech software on Josh's iPad. Josh himself is nonverbal, one of the issues that's caused by his severe autism spectrum disorder.
My feelings are often misunderstood. My body needs help to communicate everything I need to say.
That voice from the iPad is a fairly recent phenomenon for Josh. He's only been using it for about 6 months. Prior to this, he had no other means of communication. It's hard to overstate the impact that it's had on him and Cammie.
This has made such a difference because he was able to tell me this morning when he got up, and he typed out, it was really hard for him, but he typed out head seizure. For us to be able to give that information to the doctor when I called him is life-changing.
Josh was diagnosed with autism at the age of 3, but his health troubles began much earlier. He was born with a low body temperature and low blood sugar, and he was in and out of the hospital for the first few years of his life after having trouble with ear infections and feeding. Once his family learned about the autism diagnosis, they were quick to try different therapies.
When he was diagnosed, I didn't waste any time. I was like, let's go. We need to figure out what's around this area. We got him into a preschool for developmental disabilities, and, you know, we wanted extra. So we tried horse therapy. We tried dolphin therapy.
Cammie kept doing her research and learned about what was working for others. Some of the treatments included changing Josh's diet.
The GFCF diet, which is the gluten-free, casein-free diet, and we didn't have any luck with that.
They tried different vitamins and supplements. They tried stem cell therapy. The list goes on.
We took him to Texas for some biomedical treatment because, you know, a lot of our friends had had some success with that. We did, auditory therapy. We did ABA for 6 years.
ABA stands for Applied Behavior Analysis. You see, in addition to being nonverbal, Josh's autism has made it difficult for him to control his movements and his behavior. He's in constant motion, and his behaviors are often extreme. He sometimes refers to this as his, quote, bad body. In ABA therapy, he learned what kinds of behaviors were acceptable and what kinds were not. The therapy was intense. Josh would often get frustrated, but there was some minor improvement.
You know, he was doing better, at least getting his behaviors a little bit under control, but he still had no communication. And that's when our one thing was we were trying to get communication.
No communication. Now, practically speaking, it meant no way for Josh to let others know his wants and needs, which can be dangerous. No way to let others know if he was in pain, for instance. But it also meant there was no way for people to know who Josh was, or if he can even understand them at all.
I took many treatments that did not work for me, like stem cells and ABA. They could not help my body like music therapy.
When Josh was about 7, he tried music therapy, which at first seemed like any other kind of therapy.
I'm Casey DePriest, and I'm a neurologic music therapist at Integrative Music Therapy.
Casey initially tried some standard music therapy techniques, ones that would help Josh's cognitive skills.
We might do a song about a particular, for instance, particular colors, and as we were singing about the color, may try to get him to identify, you know, a picture of that color or an item that is that color.
But something seemed to click between Casey and Josh. He was more motivated to work on the therapy. The music seemed to help him focus, but the work was
very low level. not really age appropriate. You know, they were where we as a team, all of his therapists, all, you know, his teachers, everybody, his parents, felt like he was developmentally.
Without any way for Josh to communicate, it was hard for anyone to gauge his cognitive capacity. Many assumed that he was functioning at a pre-K level. 3 years ago, Casey started training in neurologic music therapy, a practice that focused on the way music can affect the brain. It changed how she approached her therapy altogether. She began to understand that autism was primarily a movement disorder, and that movement disorder was the cause of Josh's inability to speak. It changed some of her assumptions as well.
You learn from them the need to approach individuals from an assumption of competence.
Some of the techniques she began to work on included cross-midline drumming. That means using your right hand to play a drum on the left side of your body and vice versa. This helps build pathways across the hemispheres of the brain, helping to strengthen coordination. She also started using more rhythmic-supported movements, the idea being that steady rhythm would help organize Josh's body. The rhythm practice also fed into a new technique, supported typing. This is where the iPad comes in. Casey thought that if she could use music therapy to get Josh to control his body enough to type, she could finally get him to communicate. Supported typing means providing physical support to the hand.
There's a certain technique and certain pressure that you apply to the hand that actually helps make a neurologic connection between the hand and the brain of the person that is communicating so that they can use their hand in a way to type out those thoughts that they're having.
At this point, they weren't sure what kinds of thoughts Josh would have or if he would even have many thoughts at all. But as it turns out,
I learned that there are some people who are not ready for me to have an opinion.
Casey's assumption that Josh was competent was correct.
He immediately caught on and immediately started to tell us what was inside of him, tell us what was going on with him. And so that was just an incredible breakthrough.
Everyone in Josh's life could now access his thoughts. Josh finally found his way to communicate. Josh's breakthrough has also transformed Casey DePriest's entire practice as a music therapist. She's now opened her own school in Evansville, the Access Academy, which just started a summer pilot program in June. Access is an acronym which stands for Assuming Competence Can Ensure Student Success. The school uses neurologic music therapy and supported communication to help others in Indiana, like Josh. DePriest told me that she's already seen success. The typing is a laborious process for Josh. It takes intense concentration to control his movement enough to type, and one sentence can take several minutes.
I want other kids to find their voices.
But despite its difficulty, Casey's work has opened completely new doors for Josh, giving him more access to school, an ability to interact with others, and a chance at achieving his own goals in the future.
He has basically a whole new life ahead of him because he has been able to find a way to communicate the competent brain that he has and the competent thoughts that he has.
Music therapy gave me a voice so I could learn like other kids.
You know, I think what surprised me most, and it's embarrassing to say it honestly, is that how much of him I was missing. I always knew he was in there, so to speak, which is how Josh describes it, interestingly enough. But I had no idea what an incredible person he is. I had no idea how empathetic he is for other people. I had no idea how, you know, like what his real true interests were. I had no idea just his amazing cognitive abilities and everything that I had been trying to teach him over the last several years. He probably got the very first time.
I feel like I am beginning to have a life.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Mark Chilla.
This project is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Art works.